From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, looking to rally world leaders in support of last week's U.S. missile attack in Syria, has promised a new U.S. commitment to facing the world's aggressors who attack their citizens. He joined other G7 foreign ministers in a meeting in Italy, laying a wreath at a Tuscan village where Nazis massacred more than 500 civilians during World War II. He alluded to the American retaliatory airstrikes in Syria after Damascus launched a chemical weapons attack that killed dozens of people and sickened hundreds more.
We remember the events of August 12, 1944 that occurred in Fasana, and we rededicate ourselves to holding to account any and all who commit crimes against the innocents anywhere in the world. This place will serve as an inspiration to us all.
The top U.S. diplomat meeting for the first time with other leaders from the world's major advanced economies is looking for support for the U.S. military action before heading to Russia for talks Wednesday with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov about Moscow's continuing support for the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. By sending a U.S. Navy strike force into waters near North Korea, President Donald Trump is raising concerns that he's prepared to put America's interests ahead of those of regional allies. The threat of force against North Korea has gained new credibility following U.S. airstrikes against Syria for using chemical weapons on its own people. And again, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the military strike against Syria was a warning to other countries, including North Korea, that a response is likely if they pose a danger. The U.S. Pacific Command said it ordered the USS Carl Vinson Group, a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, and accompanying ships, including guided missiles destroyers, to the South Korean peninsula. This is VOA News. 14 months after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, the U.S. Supreme Court again has its full bench of 9 justices with the swearing-in Monday of Neil Gorsuch. The new justice was taking 2 legally required oaths at separate ceremonies. The first was administered by Chief Justice John Roberts in private at the Supreme Court. Later, fellow Justice Anthony Kennedy administered an oath during a ceremony at the White House Rose Garden with President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence in attendance, in which Gorsuch spoke about the honor.
I am humbled by the trust placed in me today. I will never forget that to whom much is given, much will be expected. And I promise you that I will do all my powers permit to be a faithful servant of the Constitution and laws of this great nation.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for bombings at 2 Coptic churches in Egypt that killed at least 44 people and injured more than 100 as worshippers gathered to mark Palm Sunday. The first blast was in northern city of Tanta, where a powerful explosion ripped through a Palm Sunday service at St. George's Church, killing 27 people, wounding 78 others. The explosive device was planted under a seat in the main prayer hall. Not long after that, at least 17 people were killed and 41 others wounded in a suicide bomb attack outside St. Mark's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral in Alexandria. After the bombings, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi declared a 3-month state of emergency. Saying a series of steps will be taken, most importantly, the announcement of a state of emergency for 3 months after legal and constitution steps are taken, Sisi said in a speech aired on state television. Egypt's Christian minority, which makes up roughly 10% of the population, has increasingly been targeted by Islamist extremists. A suicide bomber wearing an explosive vest penetrated a fortified Somali National Army base in Mogadishu Monday, killing at least 5 soldiers. The bomber targeted the camp in Mogadishu's district, which is one of the largest training camps for Somali army. In a separate explosion in the city, an official working with the Somali Education Ministry was killed when an explosive device affixed to his car detonated. Sweden held a moment of silence Monday for the victims of Friday's terrorist truck attack that killed 4 people and injured 15. A 39-year-old Uzbek believed to have extremist sympathies is under arrest for allegedly ramming a stolen truck into a crowd at a department store in Stockholm. But during a love fest in Stockholm Sunday, one woman said those things just don't matter. And on Sunday, tens of thousands of Swedes turned out for what they called the love fest. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.